You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. In Play Radio is covering every throw of the William Hill World Darts Championship, with previews from Rod Harrington, live updates from the Ali Pally, experts in the studio and reaction from the best players in the world. We've got it covered.
Hello and welcome along to the Daily Darts Podcast. It's the final of the William Hill World Darts Championship. Adrian Lewis takes on defending champion Gary Anderson in the final on Sunday evening. And we could take a look ahead to that with Rod Harrington in a moment or two. But before we get stuck into the final, let's just take a little bit of a reflection on the semi-finals and hear from the two finalists themselves. We'll start with Adrian Lewis, who beat Raymond van Barneveld 6-3 in the semi-finals. And he told Dan Dawson he couldn't afford to start slowly against the five-time world champion, Raymond van Barneveld.
I thought, right, don't take your foot off the gas at all. Don't. Hit him wherever you've got. So when I went 1-0, 2-0, 3-0, 4-0, 5-0, I thought, right, you can relax now, but he didn't come back from this. And I come off at the break and he was tapping his chest. And I'm thinking, come on, Ray, this is not going to happen. And before I knew it, it was 5-3. I'm thinking, oh my God, here we go. But he kept taking out massive finishes. You know, he'd come out from nowhere. The 1-3-4 was a massive shot, and the 2-1-6-1s he finished. And every time he was under the pressure, he just kept coming back with more and more. And I think, you know, he could have gone 5-4 there. Eventually got 83 at the end.
When you're 5-0 up and have one foot in the final of the William Hill World Championship, is it difficult not to think like that and just to take, you know, a game leg by leg?
Well, you do, yeah. I mean, obviously he's got a lot of good support out there as well, which doesn't help matters, because every time he's winning a leg, for the first five sets he didn't win many legs. And when he did, they were shouting Barney Army. And I thought, right, come on, just shut the crowd up, really. You know, just try to get up and do your job. It's a tough task, really, when you're up there. Because, like I say, it's all keep your focus. But I did, and I didn't. I can't complain with my form. I can't complain with how I played tonight, really. Because 9 times out of 10, if you're 5 sets and up, you should walk off 6-0, 6-1. But like I said there, and I've got credit to Raymond here, where he's just come out and he's just played his own game. He's gone 140, 140 and massive shots out. And like I say, fair play to him. That's what a champion is.
The first five sets, you expertly shut him down. There was a brilliant 100 checkout. There was
a, twice.
But there was one set where I think he fired in 5 180s when he was threatening to come back at you, and you just shut him. That's the kind of stuff you're going to have to pull out in the final, isn't it?
I certainly think so. Yeah. Like I say, it is tough when you play five sets or when you've been up there an hour and a half. It is all keep your focus when the crowd are against you as well. But I think I did a decent job tonight.
Obviously, you've won this William Hill World Championship twice before. We don't know who you're facing in the final as yet. Is there a little bit of you that thinks, well, I've beaten Gary in the final here before, that would give me an advantage if he does make it through?
I mean, like I say, he's never beaten the World Championships. I beat him in 2011 when I probably wasn't as good as what I am now. This is the terms everybody plays for, and this is the one I want win.
Adrian Lewis then through to the final with a 6-3 victory over Raymond van Barneveld, the two-time champion, bidding to make it a third success in the William Hill World Darts Championship. But he has to take on the defending champion, Gary Anderson, who also made it through to the final. He won 6-0 against Jelle Klaassen, including hitting a 9-darter in the match. And he told Dan Dawson that he'd predicted the day before that a 9-darter would be hit in the tournament.
It was great to hit. When I hit the 2-1-8s, I said to, I think it was Scott that was calling, I went, I'm not missing it this time. You know, and I never. And then I thought, oh no, you know, first set, it's not maybe not a good thing to do. But no, it was good. So I went out the back and I tried not to think about it, because if you usually hit a 9-darter, you go out, you know, and that was half the battle.
Emphatically, you did not go out of this William Hill World Championship. You've won that 6-0. You've averaged 107. You've hit the perfect leg, £9,000 for charity as well along the way, and you're into the final. It couldn't have gone any better, couldn't it?
It's went all right. You know, I'd have took the semi-final. If you told me you're going to make the semi-final this year, I'd have took it. You know, drop a hat, I'd have jumped on it. You know, but we've done one better, so it's a bigger bonus.
One game away, or one win away, from defending this title, joining a very exclusive club of people who've won it back-to-back. That would mean a whole load to you, wouldn't it?
It would. I mean, before the match tomorrow night, I'm going to give AD such a slap, you know, just to get it sorted. No, I'm looking forward to it. You know, 2011, he's gave me stick for, well, since then. You know, he's absolutely gave me stick, you know, so if it went 2-2, if we both had one each, then he's still got a leg to stand on. So I'll be trying my damnedest tomorrow.
You have beaten Ailey in a couple of big finals since then. Does that give you some sort of mental edge over
him? Nah. I mean, I'll be smiling at Ailey, you know. He might smile back, he might not. But I'll just give him that wee wink to say, I'm not finished yet.
You're certainly not, although you haven't brought enough shirts to see you through to the final, I understand, Gary.
No, I think I'm going to be absolutely honking tomorrow. But no, I'll get back tonight, get one washed, and hopefully it's dry tomorrow.
Yeah, what a final we're having. Prospect Adrian Lewis against Gary Anderson takes place on Sunday evening. The betting looks like this. Adrian Lewis is 7-4. Gary Anderson is 1-2. And for the final time in the tournament, let's hear from Rod Harrington with his edition of Rod's Odds for the final.
Well, 15 days of hard graft at the William Hill World Darts Championships, and we're finally down to the final. Gary Anderson takes on Adrian Lewis, and Anderson with the 9 darter in the semi-finals, and that's 5-1 to have one in the final. Get on that, because I think that'll go. This is going to be a high scoring. Both players will enjoy the speed. They'll draw on each other's talent. There'll be plenty of 180s, so over on that. The bet I do like, though, is Gary Anderson over 102.5 on the average. He had over 108 in the semi, so I think that's bang on. I'm going to go for an Anderson win, but Adrian Lewis to win at least 3 sets. We'll be in the final. Join us. If you like my bets, at Will Hill Bet.
Rod Harrington leaning towards Gary Anderson then, just to put a few prices on his selections there. Over 102.5 for Gary Anderson's 3-dart average is 5-6. And Adrian Lewis to win, but both players to get 3 or more sets in the match. Gary Anderson is 5-6 in that market. So leaning towards the favourite and the defending champ. But what a final we have in prospect with the 2-time world champion Adrian Lewis in opposition. It should be a real cracker to look forward to. You'll be able to hear all of the action on William Hill in-play radio. Tune in for that this evening. And if you're having a bet, good luck and enjoy the final of the William Hill World Darts Championship.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.